Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism. A drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
But is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
You gotta cut carbs for 30 days.
Always know every
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
It may have come out only a couple of weeks ago, but Kendrick Lamar's new album GNX is still dominating the cultural conversation. From his stern words towards Lil Wayne after the Super Bowl controversy, to all the subliminal and coded messages towards Drake, there's been plenty for people to unpack. But what no one would have expected is that one of the most polarizing, hotly debated issues to come out from the album's rollout would be the reaction of a comedian to getting dissed by KDOT, because people are wondering if he took it a little too far. And now, he might have to pay some steep consequences. So, let's back up a little to how he got in Kendrick's crosshairs in the first place. Around a month ago, people likely wouldn't have expected that KDOT and the 41-year-old comedian's paths would ever cross. After all, DOT isn't even usually on the place where Schultz's livelihood depends on, the internet. My social media, most of the time, is completely off, he told the New York Times. Because I know, like, I can easily smell my own shit. I know I'm not one of those dudes that be like, oh yeah, I know how good I am. But I also know the reason why I'm so good is because God blessed me with the talent to execute on the talent. In the moment that you start getting lost in your ego, that's when you start going down. But while Kendrick isn't out there on TikTok trawling for memes, it's clear that some things do get back to him. And by the looks of it, one of those things were a series of controversial comments made by Andrew Schultz on the Flagrant podcast. In an episode alongside British stars Duncan and Fouad Douadou, Schultz made what a lot of people interpreted as some pretty derogatory comments about black women and their nature. All the while, several people of color in the room just co-signed it by laughing along.
Wait, what is the black girlfriend effect?
This oh, you don't know
you
about
just
this.
Glow up the other culture.
Yeah, so you'll see a guy who's had a black girlfriend, all of a sudden he's got buzz cut, like,
yeah.
Clean shape up.
Nah,
he's
too
tall.
Yeah.
Glows up, bro.
Yeah, I like that.
They shave their hair because they start losing it. Because they're so stressed being around this black girl complaining about shit all the time. That's why they got to shave their hair.
Nah, bro. White guys with black girlfriends, they
grow a beard because there's more cushion when they get slapped the fuck out of.
That's hilarious.
I think the black girlfriend effect, it might be a protective instinct, bro.
You think?
Protective.
Yeah. Do you guys have you ever had black girlfriends?
Yeah.
Dude, have you ever had white girls?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. What's your favorite?
We love them all.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
We love them all.
Yeah. That means white.
Yo, who
can? That means white.
Hey, let me get the email translation.
Kendrick fans.
The comment sparked a backlash almost straight away, with online commenters feeling like it wasn't his place nor his right to tap into these stereotypes. As a black woman, the stuff Andrew was saying about the black girlfriend effect was racist. He made it completely about the angry black woman trope. Can we not rest? As the outrage picked up, Flagrant soon had a controversy on their hands, as did Shits and Gigs, who were pretty much rinsed for refusing to step in. Eventually, they apologized for their time in the whole thing, acknowledging that they should have done more.
Yeah, there were a few jokes made that were incredibly inappropriate. One specifically pertaining to black women.
Yep.
And in the clip, Andrew was making a joke, frankly, like racist joke.
Yeah.
And we were laughing at it. Mm-hmm. And to give, there's first of all, before we get into like specifics or anything like that, obviously there's just literally no excuse. There is no excuse.
Agreed.
Later, Schultz trolled them for apologizing and insisted he absolutely wouldn't be doing the same thing.
Anyway, any listeners here that are upset at us, we just want to let you know that you're going to stay upset. Okay. What we're not going to do is sit here with our tucked between our legs apologizing on the podcast for jokes.
He even went as far as to watch their statement on the episode and essentially ridiculed it.
There's no excuse.
There's no fucking excuse. Ow. Can you pause this?
I'm sorry.
No excuse for that. I just want to
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Take in the beginning of it. There's no excuse for jokes. There is never an excuse for making jokes.
But can we try?
I'm not going to ever make an excuse for being a comedian.
It's unclear exactly when it happened, but at some point, this whole situation must have come across Kendrick's radar. Because when it came down to unveil his new album GNX, he had some words for Schultz, as well as the guys from Shits and Gigs on the intro track Whacked Out Murals. Don't let no white comedian talk about no black woman. That's law. Everyone immediately began to speculate over who this could be about, and at some point, Schultz himself came to the conclusion that he was the man being referred to. And with that, he decided to go on the offensive, bringing the beef to a whole new level with some comments that left the world shocked. Speaking on Flagrant, Schultz gathered his co-hosts and delved into his feelings on what went down. The result was a lengthy rant where Andrew essentially threatened KDOT physically and, said he would have his way with him if he wanted to.
Like, first of all, Kendrick's people and the gang affiliate, you know, everybody, his security, they will kill me. They will destroy me. They'll find me in the street. They'll and cut me up. They'll shoot me. They'll do whatever. I'm not a tough guy. Y'all would do. But just Kendrick, I would make love to him. And there's nothing he can do about it. Just Kendrick Lamar, I would make love to him. And the only thing that he could do is decide if it's consensual or not. That's the only thing he could do. If it's me and Kendrick, this is about physics. It's about physics. I don't even know if I get hard. But if we're in a cell, there's a chance that if we're in a cell and we're bored and we done tattooing each other, whatever you do in the cell, and we ran out of board games and we did all the other things, we cleaned everything, and I'm like, man, I might as well fuck you. There's nothing he could physically do to stop that.
Immediately, the implication of what he was saying spawned a lot of backlash, as well as the consideration about what the fitting punishment for something like this should be when it's now part of a pattern of behavior. Humor can go too far. This one definitely does. He's gonna get his ass whooped for this. Kendrick has to violate him for this. Oh, this was the white comedian speaking on black women business? Soon, Schultz's Twitter fingers were working at full capacity, leading to a spirited exchange with Ice Cube's son and famed actor O'Shea Jackson Jr. After he cited his dad's diss track against NWA as a way to excuse his actions, O'Shea clapped back and explained why it's not a fair comparison. A metaphor about getting f***ed business-wise by your manager is not the same, homie. He ain't calling you a bitch. He ain't saying f*** you. Didn't even say your name. And your response was buck-breaking. Shit was just crazy. In the past few days, the use of the term buck-breaking in online discourse has skyrocketed, and it's all down to Schultz's ill-advised comment. Now, if you don't know what it means, let me get you up to speed. Buck-breaking alludes to a practice where gay white slaveholders would ritualistically sexually abuse and degrade their male slaves in front of other male slaves to demonstrate their power and mastery over them. And for someone to think this is the sort of behavior you were referring to with your response, is no surprise that he's getting cooked. Not to mention, low-key threatened by Kendrick's crew. First up, there was the TDE president Punch, who, after asking for clarification if he really meant what he said, cryptically sounded off on him and let it be known that he could get touched too. The false sense of security that the internet provides is second to none. Next up, it was Kendrick's longtime homie, GNX collaborator, and real Pyru gang member, Hitta J3, who decided to chime in. In a series of posts, he suggested that Schultz might need some security the next time he slides through Cali. LA gonna be scared to let him come do another show after that response. Then, he basically inferred that Schultz was rolling with the cops. We know that he works with the police. Peep his mustache. Okay, Mr. Officer. For Schultz, this is an interesting crossroads in his career. Ever since he graduated from...
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Local comic to star, his brand has been built on pushing boundaries. And at times, he purposely tries to shock and offend.
No, women are really upset that the trans women are like competing in women's sports with them. But I'll be honest, I can't wait for the day when trans women completely replace women and women's sports. That's my dream. I have a Martin Luther King dream that one day trans women completely replace women at women's sports. And then women will know what white people went through when we let black people play sports. That shit difficult, ain't it?
Plus, getting a little edgy when it comes to racial taboos is nothing new either.
Blackface is wrong. Racist. Cannot do it. Blackface is wrong. Can't do it. Good.
Blackface is wrong.
Well, I have to ask the blackfaces. I can't ask the f***ing rest of y'all.
Blackface is wrong. It's racist.
You cannot do it, okay? Then you see them Navy SEALs commercials. You're like, all right, well, kind of sometimes you could do it. Right? The whole Navy SEALs commercial is like, look how cool blackface is on a helicopter. Blackface in the water. They can swim. I don't know if they say that.
But this time, a lot of people felt he missed the mark, both with the joke itself and how he responded. Andrew's only funny statement was when he thought Kendrick used him for clout. The Pulitzer Prize winning, platinum record having artist needs a D-list comedian for clout. Laughable. Naturally, there are two sides to everything, and while he got a lot of hate, others felt that Andrew's quick wit made this a dangerous road for Dot. Not a fan of Schultz, but K-Dot does not want smoke with him. He's ripe for mockery, and if anyone puts hands on him, that just proves his point. Some of them are doing too much. I find it hard to take anyone seriously who says Schultz is reigniting slavery with his comments about manhandling Kendrick. Some K-Dot fans are absolute clowns. In the case of other offenders of Schultz, DJ Academics unsurprisingly felt that Kendrick asked for it, because after he said such severe things about Drake, the lines of what's acceptable and what isn't are blurred.
He said Drake's, Kendrick said Drake's assertive. Yo, everything is fair in hip-hop, man. Ain't no rules to this shit, man. Say no rules to this shit. Lying always been in part of hip-hop. Ain't no rules. This is hip-hop, you know? Don't start no beef if you don't want to go there. A white comedian gets this and says, I'm gonna f-. It's like, whoa. What's going on? Draw the line, weirdo. Whoa. Hey. How could he speak like this? What is it? Could y'all just have one, like, one standard? The bigger the... Come on. And I agree with that, too. Is it no rules or is it rules? The same motherfuckers would be like, yo, so what if he lied and called Drake a certified... But as soon as I make fun of his song about him getting fat, yo, chill. I don't even know if that shit true. Like, that's just, like, playing off of a song.
But it's fair to say that Ak is in the minority, and for the most part... The media can't quite understand how he thought he could take this route and not feel any wrath from the world and maybe even Dot himself. For starters, there's the fact that Schultz ultimately outed himself as the comedian discussing black women in a negative way in the first place.
There was literally a gaggle of white comedians I thought this could have fit. I thought it could have fit, right? Dot didn't name drop Schultz. He mentioned something that isn't even unique to Schultz. It's not. It's a commonality in right-wing comedy, or as I call it, boot-licking, down-punching pseudo-humor. 1 second applause.
Then, there's the way that he talked about Kendrick, which made things way worse than if he just said he could beat him up.
And they said hit dog howl, right? You throw a rock into a group of dogs, the hit dog howls, right? The one that got hit howls. He said a white man shouldn't be making fun of black women, white comedians shouldn't be making fun of black women, and he jumps up and speaks out. Why? Because he knows he was a white comedian making fun of black women. And he responds to the accusation of racism and misogynoir.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep. That's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver, unless I'm fasting for 36 hours. Because that resets your whole, like, everything. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Like and subscribe.
Going even deeper, because part of the argument of saying that you're going to buck break a Kendrick Lamar and physically dominate him is that you're going to treat him like a woman, right? He made the comment about penetration right after that, and make even the language of making love is still to make it seem as if he's a feminizing Kendrick. He's saying he's little and I can dominate him. I can treat him the way men treat women. And that kind of language itself also smuggles in a certain kind of anti-woman logic.
Besides that, there was also the personal L for a comedian who says everyone's too sensitive. Because by dedicating so much time and energy to the situation, it just means that Kendrick struck a nerve with someone whose profession means they're supposed to be thick-skinned.
Let's say you're right. Let's say all he's saying is he can beat up Kendrick Lamar. Okay, why would he want to talk about beating up Kendrick Lamar when Kendrick said, stop mocking black women? I'm standing up for my wife. Why would that be something that will warrant a violent response or an allusion to violence? Doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
But the biggest problem is that the comments about Kendrick didn't exist in a vacuum. Instead, it was paired with another generalized statement about hip-hop that really invoked a lot of anger in people.
Rappers are telling comedians we need to be more respectful to women, so yeah. we gotta sit back and reflect.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
They're the most pious group.
Listen, nobody has respected women more. You yeah. Through art.
Yes.
Than rappers. Mm. Okay?
Absolutely.
So I completely understand how a rapper could look at a comedian telling a joke and be like, yo, y'all need to switch that up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How dare y'all keep saying your wives are annoying?
This could have been avoided, because if all the attention about his comments didn't lead so many non-fans to watch, then he might have gotten away with this kind of thing. Instead, he's opened the gates to a whole lot of scrutiny.
I do understand somewhat of the outrage of people that are looking at this like, all right, Kendrick said something about you. Why are you making this a hip hop thing? If you just want to talk to Kendrick Lamar, talk to Kendrick Lamar. Why are you now trying to devalue hip hop? Even if there is some truth in what he's saying, I don't think we needed Schultz to tell us that hip hop has had a misogynistic history.
What?
But why can't it be about Kendrick? Like, I laughed when he said, I'll fuck you in a jail cell. I thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make love to you. I thought it was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But I see why people are upset. What the does Schultz have to say about hip-hop when you're talking to Kendrick Lamar?
As a result of these remarks, the perspective on what his podcast actually entails has changed for a lot of people, including Ebro.
Because it just sounds like a bunch of white dudes sitting around trying to figure out how to have an angle on something that they're not involved in at all.
Well, if it makes you feel any better with Andrew Schultz, it's never a bunch of white guys. He's the white guy with a bunch of brown and black guys standing there to be his cover. So you have it slightly off, but it's the same. He's got the guys who sit with him on the couch to laugh, to give him the pass, to be able to say the things that he says.
As for his co-host, Peter Rosenberg, he argued that people in hip-hop have grown increasingly aggravated with Schultz in recent years, and this might be the final straw for some.
Well, I think that's Rosenberg's point, is that's Andrew Schultz. Whole MO is he has, so he can make these jokes, he has black people or people of color sitting there so he can make these jokes,
right?
Which is why Kendrick Lamar is
got on them.
And
by the way, it's not just Kendrick Lamar. Like, Kendrick is the one who said that line, but the truth is, bubbling under the surface, there have been people for a long time being like, why is everyone okay with this dude and people of his ilk saying the things that he says? And then his response to it, this man has never cared for, crafted for, done anything for the culture. This is a guy who just makes jokes and makes money and was given a pass by Charlemagne. They used each other and sat next to each other, and now he goes, says loose things, talking about things like sodomizing Kendrick Lamar. That was what your reply was in the moment to the most popular, in this moment, the most popular black artist in the world, in this moment, was talking about sodomizing him. And that was the joke that you thought that was the play?
Alongside the outrage, sparked by his specific comments about Kendrick, the biggest hurdle Andrew now faces is the idea that he has habitually stepped out of line. And now it's pushed things too far. Speaking on the JBP, Queensflip went off at him for daring to repeat.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Repeatedly slander black women and hip-hop culture.
And while, okay, the joke may be just a joke, you're a comedian, but what I do is I hate when people who are not a part of our culture end up coming into our culture and then their true feelings start to come out.
We don't know that. I'm sorry.
Hold on. Because he started to say about how black men or how rappers treat their women. Mm-hmm. Right? That means you knew this and you felt this way. You sitting next to Charlamagne and
you've been saying that on the show.
Huh?
He's been saying this on the show.
Well, I don't watch him, so I don't know if he's been saying
the same sentiment for years.
So he's saying what? That black men or rappers beat their women? So
I can't. He's had the same take forever.
If you guys do it, I can do it. No, nigga, you can't do it.
And he wasn't done there either. To portray how ignorant Andrew had been, Flip explores how different things would likely be if the shoe was on the other foot. In that, basically, Flip thinks there would be no discussion and it would be straight condemnation if someone came at the Jewish community of which Andrew belongs like this.
You can't do it because, no disrespect, did the Jewish people gonna allow us to talk or make jokes about anything pertaining to Jewish culture or what they went through? No, they're not. They're not. You're offending, you get canceled. So we're not going to let this guy.
He's
right. We're not going to let this guy sit down there and then say, okay, it's a joke. I'd rather him address Kendrick Lamar and make jokes based on that. But when you start addressing hip-hop and what hip-hop has did to the black woman and how we have not protected them.
All the while, Schultz has continued to act as though he is the victim in all this. And while some people are calling Dot fans hypocrites, the way that Schultz is suggesting certain things were too far in terms of how he's being treated hasn't exactly got anyone feeling sympathy for him.
Don't be surprised if he goes crazy. Listen, some of the Kendrick stans have been posting, like, telling me they're going to take out my family on, like, pictures of my child, my daughter. God.
With his comments on both Kendrick and hip-hop's treatment of black women, he really has opened up a door that he'll struggle to seal shut for a long time. Because in all likelihood, he won't like WAC 100's claims about his mother either.
You seen the nigga Andrew Schultz, nigga, talking about how what he was gonna do to die?
Who the f*** that nigga? I don't know
Andrew
that
Schultz,
nigga.
You don't know who that is?
That nigga.
Man, you the white comedian nigga, man.
I don't, bro.
Said if he had a guy to sell, he said he could get him. He said, I could take that if I had him in a cell. I could get that. I could take that.
Oh, he's nigga weird. Oh, he gay.
Andrew Schultz is gay. Yeah, look, this nigga right here. He on back on Fig Page saying it.
Let me see him real quick. Oh, that's dude who mama, the homie them had. His mama was getting hit three ways. Yeah, because I remember she opened her phone up and was like, you guys might know my son. And I'm like, he looked like the Gilligan Island nigga, right? I didn't know. Okay, y'all know, I know about his mama. His mama's getting hit three ways. Hell, and one of them was a midget.
And one of them was a midget.
He was sucking on it.
Left angered by his words, many hip-hop fans are arguing that he shouldn't have a platform in the space at all, and that what he's saying about Kendrick borders on a strange obsession. He truly cannot shut the fuck up about it. It's like when somebody has a crush and keeps bringing that person up, thinking they're being casual about it, but making it wildly obvious to everyone else. Now seen as a comedian with an ego issue by many, this has led to a lot of clips resurfacing where he's shown a far more malicious and sensitive side than what he's trying to portray now. Not to mention some recurring threads of misogyny, bullying, and attempts to make jokes about subjects that he should be above by this point in his career and at the age of 41. When it comes to his treatment of women, just look at how he treated his old friend Whitney Cummings after inviting her to his platform.
Being a stand-up as a woman, it's not a business. It's not a viable.
Can you tell us how hard it is? Like,
I'm not saying it's hard.
Tell us how hard it is to be a female comic. That's what we love to listen to.
That's not what I'm saying. I think it's hard to be a.
It's so tough on the road.
No, it's not what I said. What are you doing?
Guys trying to tell you to go back to the hotel.
No one knows.
It's so different than being a woman.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
anywhere else in life. How is being a comic on the road any different than just going out to a bar? I always hear this from female comics. They're like, guys always try to go back to your hotel. And it's like, look at the face again. You're listening again. I'd rather you look at me and just think about like a dog bone. Just think about a bone. Just think about a bone. Think about your happy face. Then look like this when I'm talking to you.
Throughout the duration of the interview, he kept coming for her relentlessly. But eventually, she clapped back and caught him off guard. Turns out, he didn't like when she threw shade about his struggle with having kids, which he was dealing with at the time.
Don't you dare do that. It's not a rock climber in the 1700s when we didn't have cables and shit.
What's going on?
I need to know what's going on. You come on here, you say you're a big old bull dyke out of the nowhere.
Hold on.
Right?
I'm not a bull dyke.
Come on.
Did Emma take down your Die Hard poster? What's going on?
You come in.
What's going on at home?
You come in and you tell me that you're lying about something.
What's going on? Oh,
I need to get to the bottom
of
it.
Are you shooting blanks? Why are you such a grump?
Yes.
For a lot of people, this was a wake-up call about his true nature. It was genuinely frustrating seeing him interrupt Whitney at every second. She couldn't even finish a sentence. Schultz gives off hardcore middle school bully energy. But it wouldn't be the only one, as when he went on the Full Send podcast, it seemed like he was projecting his own insecurities onto Steiny.
Me taking time out of my day to do this and then feeling
I'm forcing
you guys to do the podcast.
I thought you were just being a little annoying.
How?
I think you're annoying.
Really?
A little bit. Yeah.
And what makes you think that?
I don't know.
It's going to be like a therapy session.
Yeah.
No, just say how you honestly feel. Don't.
I feel good, bro. I think you're pretty funny.
You don't feel good. You feel insecure right now because you think I don't like you. I think you need attention. I think you're doing anything you can to get attention. And right now you're making this podcast about you, which is the most boring part of the conversation. We have much more interesting people to discuss whose lives are more fascinating.
No. I don't ever want to do a podcast again, straight up.
Even that doesn't sound real.
You might have just retired him.
Then there's the fact that he's been vested by better comedians on his show. During one tense moment, he was checked by Shane Gillis for making fun of disabled people.
These guys are awesome.
Yeah.
They're having fun.
Yeah.
For you guys to sit here and be like,
wait a minute.
Let's bring it up and mock them. That's fucked up, dude. That's using them as an insult.
Using? Yeah. We're using you.
So you're insulting them by saying I look like them? Or you're insulting me by saying I look like them?
Yeah, this is you back in your victim thing.
No, I'm not being a victim. I'm saying the jokes you're doing is not, it's not like...
It's not PC?
That's not cool.
You know what's really great?
Triggering?
You're making fun of these guys.
This had fans applauding, while the incident reflected very poorly on Schultz himself. I love that part because these losers are almost 40 and still stuck in the college brosive phase. A man talking to boys. Literally anyone can make the same shit jokes as them. They bring nothing new to humor. They aren't comedians. Clearly, Andrew doesn't know how to handle someone like Shane. Because during another appearance on Flagrant, Gillis managed to get his own yes man to mock him for his attempts to be profound.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think you need to do drugs if you're in Alaska.
Yeah.
If you're in Alaska,
oh my God.
You need drugs. If you're like a canner in Alaska, you probably don't need it.
I hope you're running
away
for that.
Drugs are a necessary component.
That was hilarious.
Yo, keep philosophizing, bro. I hate how this has turned on me.
No, you know what?
Let's not act like he's never wound up on the bad side of anyone in hip-hop either. Due to his proximity to Charlamagne tha God and comments made on their Brilliant Idiots podcast, he's received tons of smoke from Joe Budden in the past.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
But what he certainly hasn't received is any respect from Joe.
You have to be great. That's all I'm trying to say with Schultz.
Not true.
It doesn't matter.
It's not true at all.
You don't have to be great. You're diminishing him by trying to say he was Charlamagne's lackey.
He was.
You don't have to be great. Even if that was true.
He sold out Radio City, which means he should be great. Yet when you watch him on Brilliant Idiots, he still look like a lackey and sound like a lackey. Why? Because he's a lackey. All
right. I never watched the show, so I can't.
He's a lackey. To
that. What I'm saying is this.
And this is respectfully, Schultz, but you know I think you're a lackey.
Listen to what I'm saying.
You know I think you're a lackey. Yo, see, but I'm not.
And on the subject of Charlamagne, he has come under fire too in the wake of Kendrick's comments and his remarks about black women, because to some, they shifted the blame for how comfortable Andrew feels onto his shoulders. Charlamagne the God is 10,000% to blame for Andrew Schultz. This isn't anything new either. It has actually been part of the narrative dating back to Schitt's and Giggs' comments that sparked the entire thing. I blame Charlamagne for making his man feel comfortable talking about black women in a derogatory manner. Can Charlamagne talk about Jewish women like this? Why do we allow this for our own people? For his part, Charlamagne shot his boy some bail and downplayed it as much as possible.
I agree that if you're a comedian, you have, I don't want to say license because that's not the right word, but you have the license to make jokes about any and everybody. Since when do we police comedians? And by the way, if you don't like the jokes, you have every right to say it. You can rap about it, you can protest about it, you can be offended, you can tweet about it, you can do all of that shit. If Andrew was a person who only was constantly making jokes about one group of people, it would be different.
100%. Yeah,
exactly. And don't get me wrong, there are people who call themselves comedians, they oftentimes use it as a smokescreen to just say some really fucked up, dumb, shitty jokes that are probably racist or hateful. And that sucks, and that's just bad comedy. But if you're being honest, like if we're all sitting here being honest, and anybody even online that knows anything about me is being honest, you don't believe that.
Yeah, equal opportunities.
Exactly. It's like you've seen me make fun of everybody, and not only do I make fun of everybody, I'm going to your house to do it. Do you know what I mean? Like when I made...
What do they don't believe about you?
What's that?
What are you saying? Like, they don't believe what?
Did I have sex with Kendrick if he wants
Man,
that?
Shut the...
Elsewhere, he acknowledged that it was within his rights to say what he said, but that continuing to double down might be hazardous to his health if Dot's goons get involved.
I don't have a problem with
none of
that.
Passion.
And I'm going to tell you why I don't have a problem with none of that. Because Kendrick can say what he wants, and he can't control how Schultz responds, and Schultz can't control how Kendrick responds if Kendrick responds again. That's just the way the world
is. He hasn't responded again because he didn't mention your name.
Exactly. He knows better. What he should
Stop
say if he
that.
Wasn't talking about
Stop
me, that'd be the safest
no,
thing
you're
for
not
him.
Worth, you're
that'd
not worth
What if we end up in a room together?
You're not worth the mention.
And I put
that's
his,
what he's
I put his feet in there.
He's saying you're not worth the mention.
What if
that's
I put his feet
saying.
In there? What if
want,
I put his feet
you
in there?
You want him to slap the shit out of you.
How is he going
to
do that? Whose shoulders is he going to stand
not?
On?
They're going to fuck you up.
Stop playing.
No, no, no. I believe his team will fuck me up.
Like, stop.
I believe his people will fuck me up. I believe I am not a tough guy.
But what he hasn't done is check Schultz in some of the language he used about black women or Kendrick. And as a result, this is...
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This had a knock-on effect for Charlamagne's cultural reputation too. All the while, Schultz has just kept poking the bear online. Everybody got quiet all of a sudden. What happened? Y'all turned the K-bots off? Put them bots back on, guys. I was just getting warmed up. Really, this is unsurprising. After all, the number one rule of comedy in the cancel culture era is to not apologize. And to someone like Schultz, not backing down is key to his survival. Because the freedom of speech argument is always going to be there. At times, it's even gotten him a pass from those who are usually on Kendrick's side.
If you're unwilling to deal with the repercussions of things you say, then you're a violation. But if you're willing to stand on everything you say, then shit.
He said on it.
Go off. That's why I respect Schultz. Like, Schultz is the same thing. Schultz is like Chappelle to me. They say shit, they willing to die on whatever hill they say it. I respect it.
Meanwhile, others feel that Andrew is playing with fire in a different way because he might be underestimating KDOT. I don't think people know that Kendrick trains and boxes. He would beat the dog shit out of Schultz. Now, this likely isn't the case, as in reality, Schultz has a boxing background too, even winning an amateur fight in his early 20s. So with a reach advantage like this, a fight might not look too pretty for KDOT. But while that has sparked interesting conversation, news about another background of Schultz has proven far more disturbing. After antagonizing the people that he labeled K-bots, some allegations about Schultz's misconduct in the past began to do the rounds. Among them was one woman's claim that he had cheated before getting engaged and taken advantage of a drunk woman all in one go. Remember when you cheated on her with me when I was 22 years old, used me to get in the marquee where I worked, brought a bunch of your adult male friends, and then made out with me while I could barely stand after I threw up everywhere? Yeah, me too. But this was nothing compared to the recently recirculating words of his ex-girlfriend, Sarah Phillips. In a lengthy post from 2020, she detailed what she alleged to be systematic abuse from Schultz. For years, I was manipulated, controlled, and abused by him. The verbal abuse was constant. I was isolated from my friends. If I wore makeup that he thought was too much, he'd wipe it off my face in public. In her lengthy statement, Sarah also discussed an alleged domestic dispute between them in Aruba, where she said his anger got so out of control, she locked herself in the hotel bathroom. In the post, Andrew's ex also stated the abuse turned emotional and later affected her physical health. In addition to allegedly policing her outfit choices, she recalled discovering he had been using her toothbrush to wipe his shoes, causing her to be sick for weeks. Obviously, these are just allegations, but it is interesting that he never publicly addresses this, yet will take every opportunity to further his beef with Kendrick on the grounds that it's making him more newsworthy than ever before. By the looks of it, Andrew is reveling in being a trending topic. He even claimed, "They are paying people to protest my show in Hawaii, and not 30% of their Spotify streams, full price." But with every fresh jab at Dot, he amplifies both the love and hate. He just needs to ensure that the scales don't tip. After all, comedians who are lighting bolts don't even believe that the area he strayed into with his words about Kendrick can ever be cool.
And rape is never fun.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Me, no matter who it happens to or what the circumstances are.
Whatever you think of Schultz and what he said, what is obvious is that he hasn't learned from Drake whatsoever. Rather than keeping it a friendly fade, he made it personal. So if Kendrick does clap back, it'll be nuclear. Still, people feel this could all go away if he just holds his hands up to it and says he went too far.
I've listened to Brilliant Idiots for 10, 12 years, and I've listened to Flagrant for a long time. Like, I'm a Schultz fan, I'm a Charlamagne fan. But I think in this case, it just missed the mark, and a lot of people don't know that history. They don't have the history of, like, knowing him or listening for so long. If you're seeing that initial clip out of context, I think it's okay to take accountability for a joke and just be like, you know, I missed the mark. You know, I missed the mark on the
and
joke.
He had a lot of different
responses. I wasn't
responses.
Trying. Right? Yeah.
But for a comedian like Schultz, that just isn't an option. Instead, he'll just keep pushing it as far as he can. Even if the consequences, whether they are alienating a section of the audience, enduring Kendrick's wrath, or even ruining professional relationships, keep mounting up. And if he's lucky, he'll escape with his career intact. And I'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace.